Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a marvelous Sunday here at Bible Baptist Church. Just amazing, amazing summer that we've had. Vacations and other things that take people away sometimes in the summer, the crowds have been strong. Fill the auditorium every single week. Great spirit all day long, decisions made for Christ, and what a joy it was to meet with the people of God and to see God meet with us. Hope it was that way where you were and that you were in your place and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And you're ready for another week. As we head in, this is camp week for us. The teenagers and the juniors are heading off to camp. They'll be up at Camp Kobiak and they'll be there for the week. We're praying for God to work in their hearts, and they'll have a tremendous week together and look forward to hearing some of their testimonies when they return. Well, if your Bible's close by, I'd like you to go to Psalm 9, the ninth psalm, and I'm going to share something with you here today that the psalmist writes about in Psalm 9. He says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Did you know a Christian's supposed to be glad? Glad means pleased. Glad means affected with pleasure or joy. It means happy. It means cheerful. It means joyous. It's interesting if you just look through a few of the Psalms in Psalm 32 and verse number 11. The Bible says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. In Psalm 40 and verse number 16, the Bible says, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. In Psalm 64 and verse number 10, the Bible says, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. In Psalm 68 and verse number 3, the Bible says, but let the righteous be glad and let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. I remember reading about Holiday Inn when they were looking for 500 people to fill positions for a new facility. They interviewed 5,000 candidates. The hotel managers interviewing these people excluded all the candidates who smiled fewer than four times during the interview. That applied to people competing for jobs in all categories. So if you didn't smile, you didn't get the job. An old man was asked what had robbed him of the joy most in his lifetime, and he said, what robbed me of the joy most in my lifetime is things that never happened. You know, someone has said there's three keys to happiness, and it's in the scripture. Number one, fret not, because God loves you. God loves you. Faint not, because God holds you. And fear not, because God keeps you. Oh, listen, be glad. Listen, it's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. The songwriter captured it when he said, oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. He goes on to write in that hymn, when I am sad, to him I go. No other friend can cheer me so. He said, when I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. And another hymn, Jesus may come today. Glad day, glad day. And I would see my friend. Troubles and trials would end if Jesus would come today. If you looked up the word glad or gladness in your Bible, I'm glad to tell you there's about 139 references to that word. And there's other many similarities or cousins, if you will, to the word gladness, such as joy and happiness and maybe some more. But I get the idea that God is the one who wants us to be glad or joyful and expects us to have that kind of attitude even in a world that can be very, very, very negative. I mean, let's face it. We know without the negative, many of the news networks would have a hard time staying in business. For some reason, there's always seems to be a thirst to share bad news. But evidently, there's a thirst to hear the bad news as well. But let's look at it as a Bible believer, as a follower of Jesus. Let's be glad. What are some things we can be glad about? Well, look at Isaiah 25 and verse number 9. Isaiah 25 and verse number 9. The Bible says, and I'm getting over there right now, Isaiah 25, 9, "And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." I'm going to be glad because of salvation. Hey, I'm glad I'm saved. To know the Lord has pardoned me from sin makes me glad. Psalm 144, verse 15, "Happy is the people that is in such a case, yea, happy is the people whose God is the Lord." Oh, I remember that story Jesus told in Matthew 19 about the rich young ruler who came to him. And when Jesus said, "You give up all your possessions and come follow me," he went away sorrowful. He went away sorrowful. Anytime you don't give God everything, you will end up sorrowful. Now, contrast that with Zacchaeus, who gave away his goods and restored to people anything he cheated. The Bible says Zacchaeus received Jesus joyfully. He received him joyfully. Isaiah 12 and verse 3, "Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." With joy. With joy. Oh, my friend, where's the joy in your heart? We used to sing that little song, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart." Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Yeah, remember singing that? That's where it is, Christian. Telling you, it's in your heart. The two on the road to Emmaus said, "Didn't our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And when he opened to us the scriptures?" I'm glad Jesus told that when he sent out the 70, they came back and they're rejoicing because the spirits, evil spirits, were subject to them. And he said, "Listen, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven." We sing every Sunday as a closing in the morning, "I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain and cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as I travel this sod, for I'm part of the family." The family of God. I'm glad about that. So I'm glad that I'm a Christian. I'm glad that I have salvation. I'm glad I have eternal life. I'm glad I'm going to heaven when I die. Oh, my friend, be a good advertisement for eternal life. Be a good advertisement for Jesus. But then I want you to look at Psalm 118 and verse number 24. Psalm 118 and verse number 24. And the Bible says this, "This is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." You say, what in the world? Rejoice in what? Rejoice in God's sovereignty. Rejoice that God is in control. Today is the day to be glad. Today is the day to cast your worries and your cares on him and think that God is in control of my life and know that he is. Don't worry. Don't waste your day worrying about food or money or tomorrow's issues or yesterday's issues. Rejoice in today. Today, you might not be feeling well physically. You might not be doing well financially. You might be struggling spiritually. But just stop for a moment. Tell your situation to relax, to hold on, to cool down, and be still. And then meditate on this verse, Psalm 118, verse 24, and say, "This is the day for me to rejoice." Problems are no problems. Today is the day the Lord has made, and I'll rejoice and be glad in it. You say, "I feel unloved and unrecognized and unimportant and unworthy and all the other uns." My friend, listen. Listen to me. Today is the day to rejoice. Today is the day to laugh. Today is the day to smile. Today is the day to sing joyful songs. Go to the mirror, look straight in the mirror, and tell your face, tell yourself, today is the day to rejoice. Today is the day to be happy and to be rejoicing in my God. I know I have problems at home, but today is the day to rejoice. I know I've had difficulty in the past, but today I will rejoice and be happy. I know the bank account is empty, but I'll rejoice today. I know the bills need to be paid, but today I will rejoice in the Lord. I know I'm not making enough money, but I'll rejoice in the Lord today. No matter what's happening around me, today I will rejoice. Live each day rejoicing in the Lord. Make a declaration of rejoicing each and every day. Don't carry over the worry from the previous days. Don't pull back from the future any further concern or worry. Live each day as your full life. Face each day's challenges with smiles and rejoicing and joy in the Lord. Who knows? It may be your last day. You know that someone, somewhere is dying right now, and they wish they'd had another day. Don't waste today. Be happy. Rejoice in the Lord. Remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength. It does not matter what you're facing. Today is the day to rejoice and be glad. God is in control. You're not in control. God is. This is the day. Remember the rich young fool who built the barns? The Lord said, "Thou fool, this day thy soul shall be required of thee." That's why the Bible says, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation." You know, God gives us a brand new day every 24 hours. A brand new 24 hours never been used before. A brand new 1,440 minutes. Each day is a gift from God. The Bible reminds us, boast not thyself of tomorrow. You don't know what a day will bring forth. Don't let joy and rejoicing and gladness be that carrot you're chasing. Well, if I just get the raise, if I just get a different house, if I just lived in a different place, if I just didn't have this, if my husband was this way, if my wife was this way, if my kids would just be this way. You're chasing a carrot, my friend. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. He gives the days, and he promises this, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. So be glad. Be glad. God will give you strength for the day. The day doesn't come. Listen, strength doesn't come first in the day. He said, as your days, so shall your strength be. The day comes, and then God gives you the strength to get through it and to rejoice in it. Boy, what a great verse. What a great verse. So I'm going to be glad. I'm going to be glad in my salvation. I'm going to be glad in his sovereignty that God is in control of my life. And he's also in control of the time, and our time's about up for today. So, hey, come back tomorrow. I still got some thoughts we want to talk about being glad about that the Lord tells us here in the Scripture, and I think it'll be a blessing to you. So let's tune in for the rest of this these lessons tomorrow for the broadcast, all right? Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. See Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.